Welcome to this week's edition of Diabetes Today, a half-hour program dedicated to diabetes information, management, news, and more. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Joe Hubble. Our first article comes to us from Medscape and is titled 10 Reasons to Refer Your Patient to an Endocrinologist by Dr. Priya Jaisinghani. Note from your reader, while this article was written for physicians who have patients with diabetes, the reasons given provide valuable insights for the patient as well, which is why it is included in this week's edition of Diabetes Today. The blockbuster drugs of the century have arrived. Glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists, or GLP-1 RAs. These drugs were developed to control blood sugar but have gained immense popularity for weight loss. Patients are clamoring for the drugs, and physicians are inundated with patient inquiries. As doctors in primary care and other specialties are discovering, the GLP-1 RA drugs add another layer of complexity to the long-term management of a chronic disease. Managing diabetes and obesity requires a multidisciplinary team and a multi-specialty treatment approach. That's why it's important than ever to know when and why to refer patients to an endocrinologist who can offer unparalleled expertise as part of a multidisciplinary treatment approach. Here are 10 reasons to refer your patients with diabetes to an endocrinologist. 1. To help make an optimal medication choice. Endocrinologists navigate diabetes management by considering individualized glycemic, cardiorenal, and weight goals as per guidelines, incorporating knowledge of medication side effects, simplifying regimens for adherence, and addressing practical factors such as access and cost. Optimal medication selection is crucial, as a recent study found that nearly two-thirds of patients altered their treatment by discontinuing their medication, switching their medication, or changing the dose of their medication within 12 months. Whether diabetes is controlled or uncontrolled, patients should consult an endocrinologist due to the potential complexity of cases, including late autoimmune onset of diabetes, medication-induced diabetes, and factors such as age, fragility, and chronic illnesses. Reason number 2, to refer your patient to an endocrinologist: to facilitate medication approvals, alternatives, and authorizations. Attaining medication approval for patients entails a nuanced understanding and resources. Through experience and careful consideration, endocrinologists develop insights into potential barriers, especially in cases where approval for specific medications necessitates prior failures with multiple GLP-1 RAs or anti-hyperglycemic agents. This expertise positions them to advocate effectively for alternative options, often involving the meticulous process of prior authorizations. Certain endocrinology practices may augment this endeavor by offering dedicated resources, such as a specialized pre-authorization team. Reason number 3, to deal with diabetes complications. Endocrinologists can help address emerging issues in GLP-1 RA drugs, such as retinopathy, gastroparesis, and mental health effects. They can also help manage coexisting conditions, such as addressing thyroid nodules before considering the use of GLP-1 RAs. Recognizing the interconnected nature of diabetes and its influence on diverse body systems, endocrinologists ensure a thorough and integrated management strategy for their patients. Reason number 4, to titrate other glucose-lowering agents. Patients with diabetes are often on combination therapy. Endocrinologists adeptly adjust and titrate these treatments to optimize glucose control while minimizing side effects like hypoglycemia. Beyond insulin, their expertise encompasses various glucose-lowering agents. Notably, patients who use GLP-1 RAs in combination with medications such as insulin secretagogues, such as sulfonylurea, and insulin, face an elevated risk of hypoglycemia, including severe cases, necessitating careful titration to mitigate these effects. Note from your reader, to titrate is to continuously measure and adjust the dosage of a drug based on the patient's response. Reason number 5, to refer your patient to an endocrinologist. To integrate advances in diabetes technology. Endocrinologists stay abreast of technological advancements in diabetes care, incorporating innovations in monitoring and treatment strategies such as continuous glucose monitors and insulin pumps. This ensures that patients benefit from the latest technologies for more precise management of their condition. Reason 6. To ensure a comprehensive care team. Endocrinologists engage in collaborative efforts with multidisciplinary team composed of professionals like nurses, diabetes educators, and nutritionists. These experts can be situated within endocrinology offices or accessible through a well-established referral network. Together, the team delivers thorough counseling on medication use and effectively addresses essential lifestyle factors, ensuring a comprehensive approach to diabetes management. Reason number 7, to refer your patient with diabetes to an endocrinologist. To counsel on side effects and management. Ensuring adherence and persistence with medication therapy poses considerable challenges. One study noted discontinuation rates for non-insulin diabetes medications of about 38%, with a higher 50% rate for GLP-1 RA drugs. The study didn't provide specific reasons for discontinuation, but discontinuation was lower when medications were prescribed by an endocrinologist. Endocrinologists can provide valuable guidance on potential medication side effects and their management. This proactive approach not only fosters patient understanding, but also empowers individuals to promptly address side effects, significantly enhancing treatment adherence and overall effectiveness. Reason number 8. To work around drug shortages. Given their frequent involvement in prescribing and obtaining medications for patients, endocrinologists adeptly utilize community relationships to navigate medication shortages. Their awareness of drug availability provides patients with a strategic advantage in overcoming supply challenges. Reason number 9. To determine dosing equivalence. In situations where supply chain shortages persist, a thorough understanding of alternative options and dosing equivalents becomes paramount for ensuring uninterrupted care. And reason number 10 for referring your patient with diabetes to an endocrinologist is to provide follow-up. Endocrinologists prioritize regular follow-ups, providing patients with dedicated time slots for ongoing monitoring and adjustments to their treatment plans. This commitment to follow-up care contributes to sustained optimal outcomes in diabetes management. Navigating the intricate healthcare landscape requires a delicate balance between primary care proficiency and specialist expertise, with endocrinologists playing a pivotal role in diabetes management. Our collective strength lies in acknowledging challenges and resource limitations, especially a physician's familiarity with the latest diabetes medications. This has been 10 Reasons to Refer Your Patient to an Endocrinologist by Dr. Priya Jaisinghani. Our next article comes to us from Eating Well and is titled, The Number One Spice to Help Lower Blood Sugar Recommended by Health Experts by Barbie Cervoni, a registered dietitian, certified diabetes care and education specialist, and an expert in chronic disease prevention and management. She wholeheartedly understands the barriers, burdens, and struggles that come with managing a condition and firmly believes in the power of nutrition for preventing, treating, and managing disease. The benefits of spices go beyond making food taste good. They have bona fide health properties, too. And when it comes to reducing blood sugar and improving insulin resistance, cinnamon is perhaps the most commonly recommended spice to do just that. But as delicious as it is, if you're solely focused on cinnamon, you may be missing out on other spices to add to your routine that can also be effective. Learn about the number one spice to lower your blood sugar, and guess what? Our pick is just as warming as cinnamon. What is high blood sugar? High blood sugar, also known as hyperglycemia, is defined as having blood sugar that is higher than normal. Over time, high blood sugar can lead to a diagnosis of prediabetes or diabetes. Chronically high blood sugars in people with diabetes are dangerous and can increase the risk of complications such as heart disease, kidney disease, and nerve damage neuropathy. Extremely high blood sugar can result in diabetic ketoacidosis, more common in people with type 1 diabetes, and this is a life-threatening emergency per the American Diabetes Association. The number one spice to lower blood sugar. Ginger tops our list for its potent blood sugar benefits. Ginger packs powerful polyphenols like gingerol, which combat inflammation, something that may indirectly help balance blood sugar, says Dr. Kanchan Koya, author of the Spice Baby Cookbook. Inflammation has been linked to insulin resistance and poor blood sugar control. Therefore, balancing inflammation with spices like ginger may have a beneficial effect on blood sugar, she says, adding that more studies are needed. Much of the research supporting the use of ginger has been done with ginger supplementation. This is different from using ginger in recipes. However, the results on ginger and blood sugar are interesting and promising. In a review and meta-analysis published in the journal Nutrients in 2024, researchers investigated the effects of common herbs and spices found in the Mediterranean diet on blood sugar in people with type 2 diabetes. These herbs and spices include black cumin, clove, parsley, saffron, thyme, ginger, black pepper, rosemary, turmeric, basil, oregano, and cinnamon. They measured fasting blood glucose levels, glycated hemoglobin, otherwise known as A1C, and insulin concentrations. Ginger, curcumin, saffron, and cinnamon lowered fasting blood sugar significantly, while black cumin and ginger reduced A1C and decreased insulin levels. Supplemental ginger, doses ranging from 600 to 3,000 milligrams per day, was the only spice that had a significant impact on all three outcomes that were measured. To compare, 1,000 milligrams of ginger is about half a teaspoon of ground ginger, or 1 teaspoon of grated raw ginger. Some research indicates that ginger can positively impact blood sugars by improving insulin sensitivity and slowing down the digestion of carbohydrates, which leads to less of a spike in blood sugars after a meal, says Colette Miko, a registered dietitian and diabetes educator at Top Nutrition Coaching. That research was a meta-analysis of 10 studies published in the journal Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine in 2018. Ginger may inhibit enzymes that play a role in the digestion and absorption of carbohydrates, as well as impact pathways related to glucose metabolism and protect beta cells, insulin-producing cells in the pancreas the authors of that study point out. Ginger presents additional benefits, Miko notes. Many people who have prediabetes and diabetes are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, and ginger has been shown to positively impact cholesterol levels. While we don't have much clinical data examining the effect of culinary use of ginger, Coya notes that cooking with the spice can only help. There is little downside to using ginger, so I say, why not incorporate it for those beneficial polyphenols, anti-inflammatory and digestion-boosting effects, she says. The one caution is, if you have heartburn, large amounts of ginger can aggravate symptoms, Coya adds. Consuming a variety of plants, including herbs and spices, is an important strategy to help prevent diabetes and manage blood sugar if you have the condition. Herbs and spices add flavor and variety. They also have inflammation-reducing potential, says Miko. In addition, herbs and spices contain no added sodium or fat, important factors to consider if you have diabetes and need to pay extra attention to your heart health. Yet keep in mind that simply adding one spice or herb to your diet without making other changes will not magically lower your blood sugar. That's where that recommendation to consume a variety of herbs, spices, and other plant foods like vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, and seeds is key when you're putting together a blood sugar-friendly diet. Other ways to lower your blood sugar. Lifestyle factors such as regular exercise, stress management, adequate sleep, and smoking cessation are also important strategies that assist in lowering blood sugars, notes the American Heart Association. Two positive changes you can make today is to get adequate sleep tonight and find ways to move more in your day, particularly after eating. Aiming for at least 7 hours of sleep per night has been shown to positively impact blood sugar, metabolism, and overall health, Miko says. Walking 10 to 15 minutes after eating has been shown to greatly reduce post-meal blood sugar levels by increasing insulin sensitivity, she adds. There are so many opportunities to add ginger to the foods you enjoy. Combine ginger with foods high in fiber, which is a key ingredient in blood sugar management, notes the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fiber is the indigestible part of carbohydrate found in plants, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, and whole grains, which promotes digestive regularity and feelings of fullness, and contributes to gut health and reduces blood sugar spikes. The bottom line. Ginger may assist in reducing blood sugars by improving insulin sensitivity and reducing inflammation. However, keep in mind that ginger is not meant to replace medication and it won't magically reduce blood sugar on its own. Instead, use ginger alongside lifestyle modifications such as eating a plant-forward diet, regular exercise, stress management, and adequate sleep. Your best bet is to add ginger to the food you eat, such as smoothies, oats, salad dressings, vegetable bowls, meat marinades, and more. If you are curious about the ginger supplementation, talk to your healthcare provider or registered dietitian. This has been the number one spice to help lower blood sugar recommended by health experts by Barbie Cervoni. Next up, from Eating Well, 6 Surprising Habits That Can Disturb Your Sleep, according to health experts by Allison Knott, a registered dietitian and board-certified specialist in sports dietetics. Promote a good night's rest by limiting these 6 habits that negatively impact your sleep quality. If you find it challenging to get a good night's sleep, you're not alone. By some estimates, up to 70 million Americans experience sleep disorders per the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, inadequate sleep increases the risk of developing chronic health conditions like hypertension, diabetes, and depression. Poor sleep habits may also disrupt metabolic health, which can lead to weight gain, per a 2023 article in Nature Reviews Endocrinology. Sleep hygiene plays a big part in one's overall health, says Daniel Townsend, registered dietitian. Your body typically needs 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep to properly restore itself. However, those hours can be difficult to get, especially if you struggle to fall asleep and stay asleep. Knowing which sleep-disrupting habits to avoid is essential to developing a nightly routine that will give you the best rest possible. Thankfully, many of the best sleep-promoting strategies are simple to implement in your daily life. Learn more about the surprising habits that disrupt your sleep and how to avoid them. Disruptive habit number one, having too much screen time. Screen time, especially in the hours before bed, is associated with negative effects on sleep. Screens produce blue light, which reduces melatonin circulation. Melatonin plays a central role in sleep onset, and lower circulating levels may make it more difficult to fall asleep. Additionally, computers, smartphones, and smartwatches often have alerts or notifications that distract from or interrupt sleep. These distractions can make it difficult to prioritize sleep, ultimately cutting into the total time spent sleeping per night. It's also important to avoid content that can disrupt sleep, especially if it's fast-paced, stressful, or overly engaging. Instead of watching TV or scrolling through social media before bed, avoid screens for an hour or so before bedtime. Ideally, it's recommended to turn off all screens 2 to 3 hours before going to sleep, says Townsend. If that's not practical for you, even 1 hour before sleep can help. Commit to limiting screens before bed by keeping your phone or computer in a different room. Focus instead on reading, listening to music, or some other relaxing activity in the hour before bed, if possible. Disruptive habit number two. Drinking alcohol before bed. While alcohol can initially promote relaxation and increase drowsiness, which often makes it easier to fall asleep, it may surprise you to learn that it can significantly disrupt sleep as the night goes on. The reality is that just one glass of wine, beer, or drink impacts your sleep, says Carolyn Williams, Ph.D., an anti-inflammatory diet expert and co-host of the podcast Happy Eating. Because of how the body metabolizes alcohol, it negatively affects your sleep later into the night. It may not be obvious, but alcohol impacts your REM sleep, that deep restorative level of sleep, Williams says. It can also cause you to wake up during the night, which, even if you go right back to sleep, is disruptive to overall sleep quality. Instead of drinking alcohol before bedtime, replace alcoholic beverages with non-alcoholic options like sparkling water, herbal tea, or other favorite drinks such as a delicious tart cherry nighttime mocktail. If you choose to drink alcohol, aim to limit it to 4 hours before bed to prevent negative effects on sleep quality, per a 2019 study in the journal Sleep. Disruptive habit number three, relying heavily on caffeine. You can find caffeine in coffee, tea, energy drinks, and supplements like pre-workouts. Caffeine works by acting as a nervous system stimulant to promote wakefulness. In addition to being an everyday pick-me-up in the general population, caffeine is regularly used by athletes and others looking for performance enhancements due to its effect as an ergogenic aid. You may think an afternoon cup of coffee won't impact your sleep, but that's not necessarily the case. Once consumed, caffeine has a half-life, half the caffeine still remaining in your system. And that half-life ranges from 2 to 10 hours. This means that your afternoon cup of coffee could still be impacting your quality of sleep that night. Ironically, sleep deprivation may lead to greater reliance on caffeine throughout the day to stay awake. This habit can feed into a cycle leading to poor sleep night after night. According to a 2023 systematic review published in Sleep Medicine Reviews, it's recommended that you avoid coffee 8 hours before your planned bedtime, whereas a typical pre-workout supplement with caffeine should be avoided up to 13 hours before bed. Try replacing your afternoon cup of coffee with a decaf coffee or herbal hot tea. And if you regularly exercise later in the day, skip the pre-workout supplements that contain caffeine for a restful night's sleep. Disruptive habit number 4, limiting daily activity. Exercise is associated with many health benefits, from boosting mental health to reducing the risk of chronic disease. It's also one of the best ways to improve sleep quality. Exercising for 30 minutes daily has been shown to improve sleep in healthy adults. Exercise promotes relaxation by releasing endorphins and reducing stress. It also plays a role in melatonin production, which is central to the sleep-wake cycle. By prioritizing exercise, even just a few minutes daily, you'll likely experience significant positive effects on sleep duration and quality. Plan to set aside time each day for a quick walk or another type of exercise. If you find your schedule too busy and adding dedicated exercise time isn't possible, consider ways to build activity into your day. This may mean taking a walk for a meeting or regularly opting for the stairs. Any way you can easily move your body during the day will benefit your health and sleep. And disruptive habit number 5, having an inconsistent bedtime. Research shows that in extreme cases where bedtime varies significantly, your circadian rhythm is severely disrupted. But it doesn't take sleeping at very different hours to negatively affect your sleep. Even small shifts in bedtime can be disruptive. According to a 2017 small study on college students published in the journal Scientific Reports, those with irregular bedtime had more disruptions in their circadian rhythm. Additionally, irregular bedtime was associated with poor academic outcomes. A consistent bedtime schedule can help regulate your circadian rhythm and, therefore, improve sleep quality. And the last disruptive sleep habit, number 6, not getting enough daylight exposure. Spending time outside may not be your number one priority in colder months or when your schedule is packed with work and other responsibilities, but staying inside too much can significantly affect your sleep, and not in a good way. Exposure to daylight, especially in the morning, can help regulate the circadian rhythm. A simple solution is to enjoy the quiet morning hours outside for a few minutes. Even better, plan for a short walk in the morning to get the combined benefit of the morning light plus exercise, both of which will improve sleep quality. And this has been 6 Surprising Habits That Can Disturb Your Sleep by Allison Knott. And that concludes this week's presentation of Diabetes Today. I'm Joe Hubble for the Virginia Voice. You can hear Diabetes Today every Friday afternoon at 4:30 and every Monday morning at 7:30. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.